Beste diyor.
You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. What's good? Welcome. This is episode 6 of Lost in the Sauce. I am your host, Fave, that's Foxtrot, Alpha, Victor, Echo, and I'm here to be a guide, if you will, through a hot, hot journey through hot sauce land. But don't worry, we're going to keep things safe around these corridors, and 10 minutes from now, you'll be back to doing what you were doing before this journey began, only you'll be much spicier, hotter, and happier on the inside. And because you decided to take this journey, allow me to thank you from the bottom of my heart because you had so many other things you could be doing and you decided to get lost. And the hot sauce love has just been spreading throughout the week from podcasters and hot sauce makers and big brands, small batch stores. Everyone has been so supportive of Lost in the Sauce, and I cannot tell you how much it has encouraged me throughout this week to keep this party going. And it's almost foreshadowing because this week's hot sauce comes from one of the first hot sauce mentors I've had when I began my journey with Fave Hot Sauce. This company was very generous in providing resources, sharing best practices, and just being an all-around dope hot sauce brand. Don't Touch the Baby. Hot sauce. Brought to you by Anderson & Son Pepper Company out of St. Louis, Missouri. This company is what I call the quintessential small batch hot sauce company. Their packaging is dope. Their sauce, we'll get into. The marketing is off the chain. Their social media, their website, everything about this company is what you want when you're a small business, hot sauce or whatever. They are doing things the right way from a marketing perspective and from a product perspective. And I discovered this sauce while doing research on hot sauces, connected with the owner, and he shared so much information in terms of suppliers, labels, how to do marketing. He's still figuring it out as well, but he's doing it in a great way. He has great support and he provided great support to me. And none of that has to do with the review. Don't get it twisted. I love the support, but we got to keep it real on the sauce. So we get the sauce in and I crack it open and I decide to experience Don't Touch the Baby hot sauce with a Fave omelet, which consists of 2 eggs, onions, bell peppers, tomatoes, cheese, mushrooms, spinach, cooked to golden brown perfection and slapped on a paper plate because it's Saturday. I mean, I'm just being real. Paper plates is what we do. You gonna wash my dishes? Okay. We experience the Fave omelet and Don't Touch the Baby hot sauce together. I crack open the bottle. First thing I go into, the aroma. The aroma of Don't Touch the Baby is very tangy, heat, with a slight burn. Now, you know, how do I tell it's a slight burn from a smell? Well, you know what your nostrils tell you when you smell something hot. That's what I smelled, a slight burn, but a very tangy heat. So we pour the Don't Touch the Baby hot sauce on the top of the omelet. And as it flows, I noticed that the texture is medium. Let's go with that, medium. It's not thick, but it's definitely not flimsy. There are seeds in the sauce. The sauce has a beautiful orange texture from the habaneros, and the flow is very consistent. That means it's very well blended, the ingredients are on point, and it's just cascading down the Fave omelet. But now's the moment of truth. I press my fork into the omelet. Ooh, we're not even gonna get into that. I may need to post a recipe on the Fave omelet just so you can experience that. But anyway, we taste Don't Touch the Baby hot sauce on the Fave omelet. And the best way that I can describe it is that it is a trifecta of taste with a tangy start, a sweet middle, and a hot finish. I guess my preacher is coming out of me. You don't hear me. I said that it has a tangy start, a sweet middle, and a hot finish. It's the complete package. The omelet smiles at this sauce because it's not overpowering. You know, breakfast time, you don't want all that heat burning your mouth out for the rest of the day. It's just a complete package of taste, flavor, heat, everything that a hot sauce lover enjoys. Good heat and good flavor. You did it. Don't touch the baby. You touched my heart. What can I say? Even if I didn't know you, even if you didn't share resources with me, even if you didn't, if I didn't know you from a can of paint and I just picked you up out of the store, I would say the same things about this sauce. It's off the chain. So, flame rating. It may have a trifecta of three strong characteristics, but we definitely got to give Don't Touch the Baby Hot Sauce from Anderson & Son Pepper Company a 5 flame rating. This is what you need. I'm real with this. This is what you need in your life. This is a great hot sauce. It is worth every penny. And I can't think of many things that it wouldn't go well with. And since we go in there, let's talk about where to put it on. Don't Touch the Baby Hot Sauce from Anderson & Son Pepper Company out of St. Louis, Missouri can go on a lot of things. But rather than give you an exhaustive list of everything from rubber hoses to chicken bones, I'm going to break it down for you like this. Don't Touch the Baby Hot Sauce is well-dressed for the barbecue. Hot dogs, burgers, pulled pork. Put it on your ribs, player. Put it on your chicken, baby. Slide it on your brisket, yay. This sauce is like a 70s soul song. It goes well with the cookout. But it doesn't stop there. This is a great sauce for egg rolls. I've had it on egg rolls. I've had it on fried rice. I put it in a little bit of my ramen. This sauce is versatile and worth your time, taste buds, and dollars. And that's the deal, for real. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce. You know, I forgot to mention that we do have a new website, getlostinthesauce.net. Please share it with your friends, subscribe to the show, leave a review. Your reviews help us with our rankings, which help us get the word out. So we appreciate everything that you've been doing, and we ask that you continue to do those things to help make this the best hot sauce review podcast and one of the best podcasts overall in the world. The world, Craig. That's what we're going for. We're swinging for the fence because we know we can hit it. Next week, we have the Bayou Classic. Player, sister, boys and girls, you do not want to miss the Bayou Classic. It's just one of them episodes that just stirs you up in your spirit. It just stirs you up. In any case, thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce as we continue to share the good news of great sauce. Until next time, take a moment to think about the pure mindset of a kid. Fearless. Trusting, inquisitive, and carefree. Ironically, these childlike qualities are often the characteristics of the difference makers in our world. We may not know when our carefree courage was blanketed by external opinions, insecurities, and traumas, yet we never forget that those traits are still there, waiting to be uncovered by our grown-up resilience and timeless faith. And just like hot sauce, it only takes a little bit to catapult you far. And I want you to go as far as your imagination can take you and beyond. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies out there, the one who keeps the hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the Instagram and TikTok chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.